Good day, folks. Captain Cook here for Bullshit. Going to talk a little bit about management in the workplace. If you follow this, you probably know that we own a small business in a small town, and employees are hard to come by nowadays. For the last 20 years or so, we have struggled with getting staff that willing to work. Our retention rate is very low compared to other industries. That is why the ones we do have, we try to mold into the best workforce we can possibly have, by training followed by more training. It's time-consuming and costs lots of money, but on the other end, the workforce works like a well-oiled machine, thus profits can soar. Recently, as of yesterday, a fellow competitor came into our establishment and actively headhunted my well-trained staff to work for them. Maybe this is normal for these types of actions, but here in this small town, that's a no-no. It is sad that even the other businesses around me are engaging in this type of low-down tactics to get employees. I have no respect for this type of behavior. It is shallow and disrespectful. Right after the guy tried to do this, the main prospect came to me immediately and said that she was loyal to us. Thank God. But I was so aggravated that I was thinking about going down to his place and headhunting his staff with more money and a place to live. But, again, that might not be the best idea, to start a tug of war with other competitors due to the nature of what is going on. I get it, we are all struggling to find people to work, but to destroy relationships with your fellow businesses seems unethical to me. There are different types of management styles, and I have used a lot of them. One is to be the hard ass and demanding type, the other is the understanding and patient type. The latter seems to make more synergy with coworkers, with the downside of people taking advantage of you. The first gets things done, but you will lose them quick. How do you go into the middle? Well, if I knew that, I would tell you, but I don't. I do believe that my employees that we do have are loyal and truly want to be here at the company. I also believe that they are only as good as you train them. You see, businesses have a responsibility to help jumpstart, guide and motivate the people that work for them. That is how you get employees in the first place, mostly from friends talking about their job, saying that it is a great place to be and exciting to be there. Offer them good pay and flexibility that works for his or her other duties. It's common fucking sense. Don't walk down the street to the nearest competitor and try to steal their employees because you're a lazy fuck that doesn't work your business to bring in employees. If I do lose employees to them, then I am not doing my job and protecting my staff as well as I should. I don't think that I am the best manager, but I do think that I am a people person and can listen, understand, and compromise with just about anyone. Word of mouth is still the best advertising that on business can have. Social media is great and cheap, but people talking is still the best form of spreading the word. Instead of stealing from other businesses, maybe you should focus on fixing the problem at your business. Places to start: reputation, cleanliness, attitude, and work ethic are all important key factors you should focus. Work from the top down, from the owner's attitude, to management, to staff, and so on. No one will work for you if you have a bad reputation, whether it was poor employees in the past, drugs, bad rep on the street, or bad management period. Start looking at yourself before you try to steal other people's employees. People work where they want, feel respected, and to be part of something. That is all for now, folks. Thanks for reading or listening one your favorite podcast. Please, like, subscribe, and enjoy your day. Sincerely, Captain Cook.